Unit 3. Key text. Happily ever after?
If Britain is anything to go by, marriage has never been less in fashion. Those wishing to walk down the aisle promising to love and honour till death them do part are on the decrease, while divorce rates in England and Wales have soared in recent years. In little more than a generation, Britain, like all Western countries, has seen a sea change in lifestyle choices. Circumstances that were strictly taboo in our grandparents' day are now commonplace. Expressions like living in sin, getting into trouble, or making an honest woman of her are only used humorously nowadays. Cohabitation is often preferred to marriage, and, compared with 30 years ago, there are far more options open to British people of all ethnic backgrounds about the kind of family life they want to pursue. Yet, even in this new liberal climate, the ideal of lifelong commitment is still held in high regard. In a recent survey, over 60% of people in Britain said that while marriage might not work out for some, it is nevertheless the best kind of relationship, especially if you want to start a family. One young couple for whom the idea of wedded bliss still holds true are Greg and Carrie Shepherd, who tied the knot last June.
We tried living together for a while, but it just didn't feel permanent enough. You see, I've always been a sucker for layers of white chiffon, angelic bridesmaids, sobbing in-laws, tossed bouquets and tin cans on the back of the car. Greg used to protest that he wasn't the marrying kind, but I always said that it was because he hadn't found the kind he wanted to marry. I must admit that I was the one who popped the question. More than once, I might add. And I had to twist his arm a bit to bring him round to my way of thinking. But getting hitched does seem to have brought out the best in my commitment-phobic husband. His brain seems much better equipped to deal with emotional issues. Now that we're married, he lies awake at night making empire-building plans for our future and conjuring up suitable names to go with the surname Shepherd. He's also managed to keep up an almost caveman-like mantra of my wife in conversations for the past 11 months now. Call me old-fashioned, but I think it sounds a lot more romantic than my partner.
One couple who probably couldn't agree less with Carrie's idea of marital heaven are Victoria Priestley and Simon Burrows. After 3 years of living together, they say that marriage is simply not on the agenda. The couple see their bond of trust and their practical responsibilities, a mortgage and a joint bank account, as more important than a marriage licence.
One of the things that attracted me to Victoria was the fact that the subject of getting hitched never passed her lips all the time we were going out together. I knew we were compatible, right from the word go, because we're both very career-oriented and we don't waste time sweating the small stuff. We're very close, but we're also very open and honest with each other. I'm sure that if one of us wanted to exit the relationship for any reason, then the other would respect that wish. In fact, we've already drawn up an agreement dividing the house and all our property right down the middle, should we decide to split. If we did decide to go our separate ways, there wouldn't be any emotional fallout because we've also made up our minds not to go in for a family, as neither of us feels that we're particularly cut out for parenthood. Some of our relatives see this as very self-centred, but they're usually the ones trapped in emotionally bankrupt marriages, staying together for the sake of the kids.
Kashif and Sabine Kapoor probably wouldn't see eye to eye with Victoria and Simon. In many ways, they epitomise the modern nuclear family in Britain today. Young, happily married, proud parents of a one-year-old son, and Asian. Their respective families moved from Punjab in northern India to settle in Britain over 40 years ago. Sabine and Kashif have been together since their arranged marriage 2 years ago, and Sabine says that she wouldn't have had it any other way.
I never doubted my parents' ability to select a good husband for me. Arranged marriages have been part of the Sikh way of life for generations, and I wasn't about to start breaking with tradition. But that doesn't mean to say that I accepted the first boy they suggested. There's been a lot of talk about young Asians being forced into marriage against their wishes. But most Sikhs believe that there has to be consent on both sides if a marriage is to work out successfully. My parents listened to and respected my views, but they were also able to take a more level-headed approach to the whole matter and were able to see things in a prospective husband that I might not have seen. My mother can spot whether a man is kind and considerate at 20 paces, whereas my father is very shrewd when it comes to finding out whether a man will be a good provider or not. So many marriages today are based on superficial things like looks and lust, and that's why they end up in the divorce courts. As far as I'm concerned, Kashif and I are very well suited. Divorce will never be an option for us.